4th of January 2019, John 1, 35-42. The next day, as John stood there again with two of his disciples, Jesus went past, and John looked towards him and said, "Look, there is a Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned round, saw them following, and said, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where do you live?" He replied, "Come and see." So they went and saw where he lived, and stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of these two became followers of Jesus after hearing what John had said was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother and say to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. And he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas," which means rock. When we look into the world of animals and we take one example which can show us the attitude of the Lord in relation to his sufferings, I think we can really look to the lamb. Is there anything more innocent than a lamb? A wonderful animal which has so much pureness and is looking so peaceful. It is as if God, who created wonderful and good, especially in the lamb, shows his goodness. Some years ago, I met a founder of another community, and he shared with me the following story. When God created the lamb, he reflected what he can give the lamb for protection against others. So he said to the lamb, "Should I give you something like a cat?" "Oh no," the lamb answered, "I could hurt someone." And then God said, "Oh, should I give you strong teeth like a dog?" "No," said the lamb, "I could bite someone." So God gave him the fur. This might be enough to speak about this wonderful animal. If you look, for example, for this animal in his game, it's like a natural contemplation and can be a joy about the creation God gave us. In our community, we have the grace to carry the name Agnus Dei, which means Lamb of God. And this name is an invitation to follow the Lamb of God and to be similar to him as close as possible. Of course, this is not only for us as a community, it's for everybody who wants to follow the Lord, because we should take over his being. We should not be like wolves in between lambs. No, we should be lambs in between the wolves. So we can reflect a little bit about the predication of St. John Chrysostomus, which he gave about Matthew 10:16. "I send you like sheep under the wolves." So he said, even thus setting out exhibits the gentleness of sheep, and this, though ye are to go unto wolves, and not simply unto wolves, but into the midst of wolves. "For thus shall I best show forth my might, when sheep get the better of wolves, and being in the midst of the wolves, and receiving 1,000 bites, so far from being consumed, do even work a change on them, a thing far greater and more marvelous than killing them, to alter their spirit, and to reform their mind. And this, being only 12, while the whole world is filled with the wolves." For so long as we are sheep, we conquer. So 10,000 wolves prowl around, we overcome and prevail. But if we become wolves, we are worsted, for the help of our shepherd departs from us. For he feeds not wolves, but sheep. And he forsakes thee and retires, for neither dost thou allow his might to be shown. Because as he accounts the whole triumph his own, if thou being ill-used show forth gentleness, so if thou follow it up and give blows, thou obscurest his victory. So on the way to follow the Lamb, we are called to learn this kind of attitude, which John Chrysostom told us just. This is not our natural behavior. Also not that we are very soft and everything can happen with us because we cannot resist. No, it is something else. It is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is the holy gentleness. And if we consider and meditate the holy gentleness of the Lord, then we will realize a word inside which we can hear today. Lord, where are you living? And he answered, come and see. And if we practice the holy gentleness, we learn about the heart of our Redeemer from inside. We understand better his love, and we are called to imitate him, this kind of love which overcomes this world. This holy gentleness is also very important in the spiritual fight in which we are called, because the holy gentleness shows us the right way, how to resist, that we are not in the danger, like John Chrysostom says, to act in the attitude of wolves. This is reason enough tomorrow to have a reflection about the holy gentleness.
Today's communion verse says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
Dominus passit me nil miderit, in pasquis videntibus me collocavit.